Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Our lines are open at 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your marriage, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Welcome to the Intentional Living Center. We're talking about sex today. Well, actually, we're talking about non-sexual intimacy. And when we announce that, the phone calls always start, you know. And there's, I don't know if the guys lining up here have questions like, can you explain that to me or what? But seriously, this is an important topic because intimacy is, you know, many forms of intimacy. There's spiritual intimacy. There's emotional intimacy. There's financial intimacy. There's intimacy in every area of life, including sexual. And within marriage, God has all of those to be a beautiful thing. We're going to talk about that today, and we'll get to those callers in just a moment. If you have a comment, you're welcome to share it with us at 888-888-1717. Press number 2 to share your thoughts.
The main reason that I called to get tickets was for the marriage part of the seminar. And
because I think so often as parents, you just forget to nurture that primary relationship in the family that needs to be solid before, you know, you get so involved in your children that you forget to look at your partner and take care of that.
I have to put my husband first before, above my own needs. And I think it'll be reciprocated. But again, I can't worry about him and what he's not doing or what he's doing. The Lord's going to take care of him. The Lord was just showing me, it's not him, it's you. Let me work in your life.
One of the biggest things I've struggled with was making sure to take time for my wife. And never really saw that as a big deal when I was growing up because my family never took time for each other. But I think I'm committing to the next 30 days to take at a minimum of 15 every day to spend quality time with my wife.
All right, listen, those are people who get it, you know. Intentional living, what we teach when we have our conferences for couples and parents is really transformational stuff. We get down to, you know, what's the next right one thing? What are God's intentions? We don't try to just give you a bunch of stuff. We give you things that really you can apply to your life and what the Bible teaches in terms of the depth of intimacy in marriage, in communication in marriage, solving problems together and in parenting, how to be an intentional parent, how to get some of the power down in your home and parent up as a parent, how to raise responsible adults. And we're doing something really different and unique, and I think it's going to be cool. I'm excited about it. Dr. Kevin Lehman, you say, oh, I know him. I've read one of his books. He's got, I don't know, he's written over 50 books. He's an internationally known psychologist and author. He's a friend of mine. And we've written books together. Some of you say, hey, I remember you guys when you were together on the Parent Talk broadcast. Well, Kevin and I are having sort of a little reunion tour, and this is it. And we're going to be in Albuquerque on Saturday, April 7. That's just, a few weeks away, 3-4 weeks from now, at the Hoffmantown Church. And then in Glendale, in the Phoenix area, on Saturday, April 21st at Glendale Nazarene Church. I understand in Glendale, the Gold Circle tickets are going very fast, almost sold out there. So I encourage you to get your tickets. We want to see you there. I really want to meet you. I want to shake your hand. If you've been at one of my conferences in the last year or two, come on back. Bring some friends because this is going to be all new stuff. It's going to be very helpful for you. You're going to laugh and you're going to learn. Get your tickets. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on the events, get your tickets. We'll see you in Albuquerque and in Phoenix. Okay, we're talking non-sexual intimacy today, and John is on the line. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You know, we got a lot of guys backed up here today, John. I want to talk, so let's start with you. Talk to me. What are you learning about this topic?
Well, you know, it's been a marriage-long, 18 years of marriage-long experience for me to learn this. I think, like most guys, I got married thinking that it would just fall into place. So, that's not true. I work hard at it. I work hard at making sure that there's time together, that's just time together, that there's time where I listen, that there's, we go out on dates. I go do things that she likes to do. I do back rubs that are just back rubs and don't lead to anything else. Cuddling that doesn't lead to anything else. I work hard at trying to be a good man. So in a sense, those are intimacy things. And I have to say, without intimacy, sex doesn't mean much.
Hmm. It's true.
If you don't have an intimate connection with your wife, and I think that most guys, at least my buddies, we talk about this stuff and have for years, would agree that if you don't have an intimate connection, emotionally connected to your wife, if your wife just got through chewing you out about how lousy of a man you are, or, says that you don't look like anything she'd want to be with, or, basically says she'd rather be doing her nails, or maybe she's trying to do her nails during your intimate moments, you just kind of go, I get it, mm-hmm. That's no thanks.
Has that been your experience?
Well, it has, in a sense. I mean, some of the stuff is obviously a joke. I don't think my wife's ever tried to do her nails during intimate moments. But if the connection isn't there, most of the time that I hear this taught, whether it's on the radio or from the pulpit, it's mostly about what guys need to do to connect and how guys need to perform. And I work hard at my marriage. I work hard to be a good man. I seek the Lord and I pray for wisdom. And
are you disappointed?
I think that what marriage ends up being, unless somehow there's a better way to get this figured out, is that it is about being friends.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is about, and a lot of guys teach this kind of stuff too, find all these things, find all the ways to be intimate with your wife, but it really doesn't equate to any return.
Yeah.
And not that that's why you're doing it, but that in a sense, that's kind of how it's been shown.
Well, John, you're speaking truth here. I mean, if as men we understand, and young guys, as you're getting married and you're trying to develop a relationship with your wife, to understand there's so much more than just the sexual part of the relationship. It comes down to all forms of intimacy, and John points it out. It's time together. It's communication. There's vision, intimacy, getting on the same page. And I'll tell you, all marriages have rough periods. I mean, I don't know if anybody's been married 40, 50 years and wouldn't look back and say, we went through a tough, time here, a few years, maybe a decade or more. I don't know. And so this isn't always coming up roses when we talk about intimacy. There's commitment. There's a lot of love. But I'll tell you, it's a two-way street. And the Bible's very clear about the importance of sexual intimacy. You can read about it very clearly in 1 Corinthians 7. God is very clear about this part of our relationship. But in the process, we don't want to miss the fact, as John points out, all of it leads up to that. In other words, we have to have a basis of intimacy and closeness. And trust is one of the huge things. By the way, John, thank you for your call. Trust is a huge part. And when that breaks down, it's a huge problem. And today, unfortunately, the internet is certainly one of those things in our lives that we're discovering more and more in our research must be handled carefully if you're going to maintain trust in your marriage.
This is Dennis Hutchinson with news about how you can be intentional when it comes to staying safe online. When the internet first started to gain popularity, there was a lot of talk about putting filters in place to keep inappropriate images off your screen. Through the years, though, we've learned that even the best filters will miss some of those images. And Ron DeHaas with the ministry Covenant Eyes says the statistics show that even in the church, it's not always accidental.
How many Christian men have a struggle with internet pornography? That question has been asked many times in many different surveys, and the answer almost universally comes back. 70% of Christian men struggle. However, for younger people, the younger the age gets, the higher that percentage goes.
Ron says more than 1 in 8 web searches are for inappropriate content, and 2/3 of kids admit to clearing their internet history to hide their online activity. And that's where a ministry like Covenant Eyes can help. They don't block any websites, but their software catches every website you go to and then sends that list to an accountability partner you select. With Intentional News, I'm Dennis Hutchinson.
Hey, good for you. Thank you, Dennis, from our news department. If you're looking for some ideas for developing love and respect, intimacy in your marriage that really is not sexual, Come to the Intentionals. There's a list of the top 10 from Dr. Randy on developing love and respect in marriage. Just come to theintentionallife.com, hit inspiration tab there, drop down, you'll see the Intentionals, and click on the Intentionals for love and respect in marriage. How about just this one? How about for the next 30 days, listen without interruption? There's an intimacy statement. Communication intimacy. Just a thought. Michael's on the line. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hi, good afternoon, Dr. Carlson. First, I want to thank you for taking my call. I call you about, also about 3 months ago.
Okay.
With my heart broken in a million and one pieces, as I find out that my spouse, my wife of 8 years, she is maintaining a relationship through emails with a friend of her opposite sex. Hmm. So it was just, when I found out, I was just devastated. How can this be happening? Well, you know, you give me some great advice, and on top of that, you also send me the copy of the Star
for Affection book, yes.
Mm-hmm. What a tool that it had become for me and my wife. My wife and I, we believe that marriage is just not something you just throw away just because it's broken. You fix it. You work at it. I agree with the caller before me, John, that he works hard, and that's what it is. For us men, it's working hard as a marriage, and not because it's a duty, but because if you love your wife, if you love your marriage, if you love God.
That's right.
Things have to be in place. First of all, you have to have God in your life. Otherwise, nothing else matters.
Right.
My wife and I, we have that, and it looks like in any other couple, we have made bad choices, and we need to move forward. I could have been the one who made a bad choice and have a relationship with the opposite sex and myself, and I would have liked for my wife to forgive me and say, let's work this through. So that book that he was sending me, my wife and I, we start reading it, and he's like, my wife asks, well, is he writing about us here? Because he's such a great, great tool. I thank you again very much for that book.
You're welcome.
I have become like what was happening is just my wife needed some intimacy emotionally.
Yeah.
I need to hear, you know, express herself about the kids, about the friend, all those things, you know. And I was like, well, honey, I got to work right now. I'll call you later. And then in turn, when I'll come home 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, hoping the dinner was ready and hopefully for some sexual intimacy also. But it was like, oh, obviously, no wonder she doesn't want to have sexual intimacy, because I was thinking, well, she's having another friend already, and obviously somebody's taking care of business,
yeah,
so to speak. But what was happening is that, like, there was no connection. John said it clearly. You have to work hard on your marriage. We did not. We could be having all the sex we wanted, but it was no emotional intimacy. It didn't matter. It was just another routine activity.
Well, listen, Michael, what you've done is you've unlocked a secret to marriage, and it is intimacy at all levels. It's like anything. You can have a marriage that has, quote, great sex, but if there's not intimacy outside of the bedroom, pretty soon that's not enough. I mean, that's a part of life. It's an important part of life. God created for that in marriage, clearly, but you've got it. And the secret is, many people are starved for affection. We know affection for women. We know for men, respect. We know these are two important things. And I'm glad the book was a help to you, because we just talked about it. We just laid out the fact that there's a whole lot more important going on outside the bedroom that you better take care of in your marriage if you're starved for affection. Or what happens is we get connected with other people, other interests, and we find ourselves wandering, making decisions that frankly are contrary to our faith, contrary to Scripture, contrary to living a better life. Glad we could help, my friend. Thank you for your call, Michael, and keep in touch. We're here for you. We'll keep praying for you.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open. 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Coming up, more on intimacy. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
You see your friends posting their date night pictures on Facebook, and it's hard not to feel jealous.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
Do you ever look at Facebook and wonder, why is everybody else's relationship so perfect? Your friends post about how much they're in love, or he just sent me flowers again, and your husband has not even written you a romantic card since your last anniversary. You hate to say it, but actually you do feel jealous at times. Don't go there. It's not what it looks like. New studies show that the more insecure somebody feels in a relationship, the more frequently they post pictures and make comments about how great it all is. Not that posting relationship comments and pictures is a bad thing. It's just that sometimes what you're seeing may be more wishful than reality. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
Anyone can visit Washington, D.C., but you can join Dr. Randy Carlson for something even bigger. The Intentional Living Center Washington, D.C. tour this October is so unique. Beyond the historian guided tours and sites, beyond the brand new 430,000 square foot Bible Museum, you'll have the opportunity to join Dr. Randy and the tour group to pray for our nation and our nation's leaders. The Intentional Living Center Washington, D.C. tour is your chance to explore and discover our nation's true Christian heritage. But October will be here before you know it, so make plans now to join us October 10th through the 16th. Go to theintentionallife.com/Washington. That's theintentionallife.com/Washington.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Hey, have you checked out the Intentionals yet? I have to say Intentionals because the 10 in the Intentionals is all in caps. And that's why I have to make a big deal out of saying the 10 in Intentionals, which are kind of like Dr. Randy's top 10 list. You'll find 10 ideas for being successful at work, 10 reasons not to get married, and 10 practical tips for parents on parenting. So check out this resource at theintentionallife.com. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. Randy?
All right, thank you, Kurt, and welcome back here to the Intentional Living Center. Like Michael, you might benefit from the book Starve for Affection. I write in this book, why we crave it? Why is it such a big thing in marriage? Guys, we define affection differently than women. Why is it important? How do we get it? And why it's so important in marriage? Starve for Affection. It's available through the Resource Center here at our Intentional Living Center, and we'll get it out to you when you come to our website. Good way to start this new year for your marriage or for someone you know that could benefit from that. Come to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Okay, Dana's on the line. Dana, welcome to the program. Welcome to the center here.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Carlson.
Appreciate your call. What are you learning about non-sexual intimacy in marriage?
Yeah, so I'll start out by saying that 5 years ago, my husband had prostate cancer, and was very, very ill for several years after that. So really have had to think about other ways to be intimate and affectionate, which has been really neat. But I wanted to share.
Now, before you do, just when you say it was really neat, how difficult was it for your husband to go through that? Not only the physical part, but just the fact that he would, you know, there was obviously a change.
Right. Well, when he was first diagnosed, you know, it was a bit of a jolt, but we really both made the decision together that he would have the surgery. And we were both really good with that. And so I will also share that prior to that, our marriage was in a lot of trouble. It really was. So we got through that, but then he got a staph infection from the surgery that he dealt with for about a year. And so the depression and really everything that we went through together was really tough, but I knew I really needed to be there for him.
Did it pull you together or did it tend to push you apart?
I would say that particular year, it was kind of hanging on.
Yeah.
Because we really were struggling in our marriage prior to that. So we were just hanging on. And then we thought he was better, and the staph infection came back. And so battled that for another year. But when the staph infection came back, he nearly died.
Wow.
So it was really awful. And it was, at that moment, it was really, that's what was so neat, was when he didn't die and he was in the hospital for some time after that, he said that he was just at peace, that if it was his time, then he was really very peaceful, that he loved his life, and he knew that he had just had a really awesome life, and he was great, and, you know.
Did you see a change in him as a result? That had to be a very important time, moment in his life.
You know what? It was, and did I see a change? Yes, and it was at that point where I really got, wow, you know what? I almost lost him, you know, and so there were a number of other things that were taking place in our life. Our son, we were having some real difficulties with him. But anyway, over the next couple of years, I will say that we really did pull together, and we have never been more in love than we are now.
Wow.
We attended your marriage evening in Glendale. It's just been a beautiful thing, and I called in because yesterday was our 34th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
And we were at church, and we did something yesterday that was so powerful. And you talk about intimacy. I felt so close to him. We go up for communion, and we're always one in front of the other. You know, we've been doing that forever, going up for communion. But yesterday, we held hands, and we went up together, side by side, and took communion, and then went over and had the wine. And it hit me so hard. It was so powerful. It was so intimate. It was so beautiful, because I just, at that moment, I went, oh, you know, God is such a strong, powerful presence in our life, and has blessed us over these past years. I just, like, it's powerful.
It is powerful. And what you've discovered very much in your life, Dana, is that when we talk about closeness and intimacy, we talk about peace and hope in our life. We talk about all of these things. I'm telling you, sometimes it's not until we get kicked squarely in the teeth and learn some valuable lessons and humble ourselves and learn that there ultimately, what's the purpose of marriage, guys? What's the purpose? I see Christian people giving up their marriages. Now, I know that that happens, and I understand there are reasons that that happens. I see people walking away from their marriage because they feel like it, or they're not happy, or they're not satisfied, or the person's not meeting their needs, forgetting the whole purpose of marriage. What is God's intention for marriage? And you just heard it from Dana. It's not about sex. It's not about my needs being met. In fact, the Bible talks a great deal about the fact that we are here to serve and not be served. Yes, those things are important in marriage too. But at the end of the day, it's a decision to say we got a spirit. This is a relationship that's an example and a picture of a spiritual relationship. And that's why we hold so important to making the marriage you're in today work. Make that marriage work to the glory of God. All right. Thank you for your call, Dana, and appreciate the fact that you joined us today.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Carlson. Many, many blessings to you.
I'm glad you came to the conference. Hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, we loved it. I love your. That's all I listen to in the car. So,
well,
yeah.
That's good. We're glad to be on the air for you. All right, I got 1 minute, Valerie, but I think you got something good to add here to this discussion. How do you guys maintain intimacy in your marriage?
Well, thank you for taking my call. My husband and I decided on January 1st, actually, of 2013, that we would start a Facebook page together as opposed to having our own separate pages. And so now that when we spend time on social media, we're actually doing it together. And it is, it's definitely brought us closer together. And people that connect to us, they're connecting to the both of us as opposed to one of us. And so it, you know, sparks some great conversations and some great laughs and, you know, those things that bring people together. So I definitely appreciate the fact that we're doing that together. And on there from time to time, we talk about, you know, about marriage, because that's our thing, is that we are married to love on purpose. It has to be intentional, and it has to be something that you do put forth effort at. So
Good for you.
Definitely.
Good idea. Great suggestion. I'd encourage couples, got to be careful with technology today. It's not the technology that's the problem. It's our heart that's an issue. But when we don't think about how it can affect us and all of these online relationships and what have you, and by doing what you're doing, I think is a great suggestion. Appreciate it. Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you.
All right. Great ideas today on developing intimacy in marriage.
My marriage was falling apart, and I had called, and I had actually talked to you and said to set goals for one day at a time because it was so hard when my husband left to set any long-term goals. So I set the goal for short terms, and I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for those people who were praying for us, and I wanted to say that my husband and I are together still. He came back home, and we are both living intentionally, and I have a better marriage than I did before.
Got done just hearing a woman express some frustration with her husband that she's doing it all, and she's just become very bitter because it's difficult for her to feel that she can be any more submissive. And she's wondering, you know, how can I change this attitude? How can I get from A to B, I think is what she had asked. And really, she cannot do it. It has to come from God. And she needs to submit to our Heavenly Father first. And as she submits to God and His will and His plan for her life, she will find that her love for her husband will come more naturally.
Well, I tell you, that is such a, by the way, I agree with that. That's such a contrary message to it in our culture today. Like, I just know there's somebody who's spinning the radio down. You stopped here and you're saying, what? What did she say? You know, those who are followers of Christ, and we see the foundation of life being a biblical foundation, you know, it changes our worldview. We're talking worldview stuff, you know, how we view marriage, how we view finance, life, priorities. And as the world continues to shift and shake and in many ways collapse around us, to know that we got this foundation of what the Bible teaches, all of this comes back to love. The more I study Scripture, the more I realize that it's the love of God. That's the transformational force that changed our heart, changed my life, and can change yours as well. We're talking about intimacy. Boy, it begins with intimacy with Christ. That is intentional living. All right. I'm running out of time quickly here. I just got enough time to say thanks to those of you who are helping us make this program possible. Your monthly support as a member is essential. Thank you. If you're not a member, come and join us today. Your monthly support is helping us reach the world with the message of hope from intentional living. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. We got a special new member kit just for you. Check it out when you get to the website. Also, information on the upcoming Glendale and Albuquerque Intentional Love Marriage Conferences, Hope for Your Home, available there. Check it out. We'll see you next time with Intentional Living.